ConnectWise gets wise on payments. Do you like corn? Microsoft might not. And what do you call a rabbit with fleas? Bugs Bunny. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
This episode is presented by the Salty Soul Foundation. Since 2017, Salty Soul has removed over 20,000 pounds of trash in Florida and California. Visit saltysoulfoundation.org to support this organization via direct donation or purchase of their merchandise.
Good morning and welcome to the September 2nd, 2022 episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Orsini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent, Ray. How are you doing? We've already had an adventurous starting of this show with just, if for those of you who aren't watching the blooper reel, just, it does not go as smooth and frictionless as you think it does. There's so much post-production.
Our amazing team does so much to make us look good. But I can tell you, we're a minute into this. We're not even a minute into this. And Phil already has a good blooper reel. So wait till the end and go watch the bloopers. But before we get started, Tony, you know Keanu Reeves, the actor, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. John Wick, Neo. Yeah. So what is the earliest work you remember him from?
Ooh. I don't know.
Whatever you're thinking, I'm betting it's not TV reporting. Here's Keanu Reeves reporting on teddy bears when he was a kid. Go ahead and play that, Simon.
When Going Great sent me to check out the first Canadian International Teddy Bear Convention, I thought I was in for a lot of craziness.
Why are all the bears first name Teddy?
What college did he go to?
Paws Preparatory School. Paws. Here he is wearing his t-shirt.
Oh, there we go. Paws Prep. Oh, rah, rah. What do your friends think about you collecting bears?
Yeah, so we'll leave the link to the full thing in the show notes, but Bear, the Canadian Teddy Bear Parade.
Have any influence on the future of for like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure? Is this a flashback?
Now, just remember, that's the guy with, what was it, 200 and something confirmed kills in John Wick 2 or John Wick 3? Like, yeah. Yeah. But with that said, we're not here for the teddy bears. Maybe. We're here
for
the news.
Let's get into the news. On our first story, ConnectWise announces the acquisition of WiseSync. As stated in GlobeNewsWire.com, direct from ConnectWise, the acquisition will pair ConnectWise's IT solution provider software and services platform with payment processing and invoices automation. WiseSync provides payment and accounting software integration for MSPs that have and has a track record for receiving excellent partner feedback, said Chris Timms, EVP of Growth at ConnectWise. Quote, the longtime relationship with WiseSync as a trusted integration to the ConnectWise APIs makes them a natural choice for onboarding for more formally into the ConnectWise family. We're eager to take our first step into the payment processing space. ConnectWise products to date have not had this functionality. Expanding this part of our portfolio is an exciting move for us and our partners. This is a direct competitor to Connect Booster, which is owned by Kaseya. And I have so many questions for you, Ray. You and I have been so deeply involved in the channel, in the IT community, specific to the MSP, the managed service providers, watching them evolve from VARs to MSPs to now TSPs, the technology service provider, which basically means everybody's selling the same thing. They're just adding their own secret sauce on top of it, and they're providing an actual kind of an advisory role as well as the implementation and the management. Since this is a direct competitor to Connect Booster, my question to you is ConnectWise, because it's already that huge standing ecosystem, is ConnectWise moving one step further to becoming the monolithic, it does everything for everyone in that industry company that it could be? What are your thoughts on that?
So this is the weirdest thing. And because we're a news show, we want to make sure we're 100% dealing with the facts, at least what we're giving you. Kaseya has never officially come out and said that they purchased Connect Booster. Now, the registered agent has changed to be the same registered agent as every other ConnectWise, as every other Kaseya company. Insider sources have unofficially confirmed it. You know, it's been kind of the well-known secret. But it's
not. I probably shouldn't have said that. You're absolutely correct. I shouldn't have said that. You know what?
You're not.
Let me phrase that. I know, and we all know, but it's not true.
But but yeah, it's something that, you know, kind of, and that's Kaseya's MO. They will buy a company and they'll wait a year or two without before they actually say anything officially. ConnectWise, on the other hand, announces very, very quickly. Right, now going and looking at the WiSync website, it already says a ConnectWise company, so obviously they had been planning this for a little bit. The surprising part to me is two things. One, WiSync actually also syncs with Autotask, right? Which is actually Datto, which is actually Kaseya, right? So we have a product that syncs with both. Connect Booster does sync with both platforms too. They connect, sync with Datto, they sync with Kaseya, and they sync with ConnectWise. But I'm with you. We're seeing these. Kaseya went on this rampage of buying everything, right? And ConnectWise has not held back either. They've been going probably not at the same pace Kaseya has been doing, but ConnectWise is holding their own. So are we seeing, we were originally, we hear the MSP concerns of like the PEs owning everything, but we have the big two owning everything, and the big two are owned by PEs, I mean, obviously. But, you know, but we're making these behemoths and consolidating. I don't know if that's good or bad for the industry. What's your take on this?
I think there are some real positive moves out of this, because the objective of any solution provider is to, by definition, provide a solution. And if they have a number of people doing a number of things manually under their umbrella, and they can provide some level of automation for that, that should equate to scalability, because you can't have scalability without autonomy. And this would be a natural fit into their ecosystem, automating things that are done manually or that can be problematic. If there's a deep integration already existing into the ConnectWise infrastructure or PS professional service automation tools, and this is what is a center point to the MSP, the very audience that they serve, payments are, I mean, we're talking, you know, what is that farm to table scenario? Everyone forgets that there's a bill at the end of the table. So, I mean, yeah, farm to table, congratulations. But then there's the invoice. And if you can automate that, the invoicing and the payment portion of it for the MSP, what an amazing solution. And, but of course it would compete with Kaseya, I mean, Connect Booster. But I'm not allowed to say that. So, but what a great way that I think that they're moving forward to assist or provide a greater breadth of service or solution for the MSPs.
Absolutely. And we want to know what you think. We're using one, we're using the other. And obviously there's tons of other products out there. There's Gazinta Payments also in the market that's not owned by anyone so other than Brian and Heather. So you know, we want to know what you guys are thinking. Fantastic people too. We're not biased. We're friends with everybody. But we want to know what you think. Leave us in the comments or hit us up on socials, and we'll be sure to address it on the next episode.
Ray, what else do you have? You have something happening right now.
I'm sorry, I couldn't, I lost track because I was watching TikTok. about TikTok. Good. Our next story, Microsoft finds a TikTok zero-click vulnerability. As reported on Ars Technica by Dan Gooden, on Wednesday, Microsoft announced it identified a vulnerability in TikTok's Android app that could allow attackers to hijack accounts when users click on an errant link. I can already hear the Apple fanboys. According to Microsoft, the vulnerability was in how the app's deep links could be bypassed. Attackers could force the app to load an arbitrary URL to the app's web view, allowing the URL to access the web view's attached JavaScript bridges. When users clicked on the malicious link, the attackers would obtain the authentication tokens TikTok servers require for users to prove their ownership of the account. Once this happens, attackers can gain control of any exposed functionality and even change the account owner's biography. Tracked as CVE-2022-28799. Microsoft notified TikTok of the flaw in February, and the social media company has since fixed it. Yay! Moreover, Microsoft stated that it has no evidence that the vulnerability was actively exploited. So, Tony, the real question, do you use TikTok?
I do not use TikTok. I've installed it once. I looked at it and I said, nope, I got rid of it. I've talked to my friends at former colleagues that work in the government, and they say, get that off of your system immediately. For everyone here that doesn't know, I literally just got done replacing 16 cameras, Hikvision cameras. And Ray says, why, you don't like having China in your network? No, I do not. That being said, you know, Zuckerberg, hey, you can sit right in my server, no problem.
Pick one. Yeah.
My hypocrisy is boundless. I want everyone to know that. But no, I don't have TikTok. What about yourself?
So I completely understand the security concerns that, and especially, you know, our good friends, Jason Slagle, our friends at Huntress, you know, Wes Spencer. I completely get the security concerns, Tom Lawrence, right, of why I should not have this Chinese government-owned product on my cell phone. I completely understand that. But also, the plethora of Red Panda videos. Have you seen them?
This is exactly why I won't do cocaine. This is exactly why, because I know that I'm going to love it. And I'm I'm cool.
Are the cocaine of the internet. And so yes. Red Pandas, they're like 2 feet tall. They look like teddy bears. And when they get when they feel like in danger, their reaction is to put their paws up and make themselves big. But it's a 2 foot teddy bear doing this. It is the cutest damn thing. Yeah, they are the cats of the TikTok age. Seriously though, I get the security concerns. I do not let it see my contacts. I hit no every time. The permissions are off. I do not let it sync with my Facebook account. And yet, every once in a while, I'll get, hey, here's your friend Heather Margolis. She is on TikTok. Here's your friend, and all these other people. And they're saying, oh, well, here, follow them. Ashley Cooper is on TikTok. And I'm not saying anything bad. I follow these people. They're my friends. Of course, if I see them, I'll follow them. But there's always that in the back of your mind. It's like when you search for something on Amazon, and then like you go to a website elsewhere, and it's like, here's the ad of the thing you were looking for. It's creepy.
Just because you said that, literally, our audience is going to get an ad for the thing you're looking for. That's all it's going to say is, here's a thing you were looking for. You were looking for this thing.
You know what I should have asked? Does Kelly watch TikTok?
No, it's funny. So we don't have one of those, the dots, you know, the Amazon devices, yeah, the Apple devices. We don't have any, the Google device, none of those are in the house. And I'm prepared. I am not paranoid. I'm prepared. But the I don't have Snap, or is it Snapchat? Snapchat,
yeah,
or Snapchat, TikTok, yeah, or that's installed. And I think I'm just simple. But again, it's why I don't do cocaine. I just know exactly what will happen. And
we're going to see you in the street putting the camera, doing your little TikTok video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Well, and the reason I ask is Michelle watches TikToks and then she'll send them to me. And like, that's our thing, right? Like, we'll be laying in bed and she'll send me a TikTok even though she's right next to me. And my daughter does the same thing. So, you know, and actually we did talk this over about possibly taking segments of this show, the ones that don't make it to the two shows, and putting it on TikTok or maybe YouTube Shorts. I would like to hear from the audience. If you'd like to see this content, obviously much smaller format, 30-second, 45-second videos on TikTok or YouTube Shorts, let us know. And maybe we'll get Tony to dance or something.
God, maybe I will be your cocaine. Oh, my goodness.
All right. So let's get off the red pandas and onto bugs. What do you got for us, Tony?
Google launches open source software bug bounty program. As shown in bleepingcomputer.com by Sergio Gotlan, Google will now pay security researchers to find and report bugs in the latest versions of Google released open source software, Google OSS. The company's newly announced Vulnerability Rewards Program, VRP, focuses on Google software and repository settings like GitHub Action, application configurations, and access control rules. Google's OSS VRP focal point is security flaws that have the most significant impact on software supply chain, which we've covered so much here on the MSP Dispatch. Therefore, the company encourages bug bounty hunters to focus on vulnerabilities that could lead to supply chain compromise, design issues causing product vulnerabilities, and security issues like leaked credentials, weak passwords, or insecure installations. Based on the severity level of the reported flaws and project's importance, the final reward range ranges from $100 to $31,337. In addition to a reward, you can receive public recognition for your contribution. You can also opt to donate your reward to charity at double the original amount. Ray, I am a huge fan of philanthropy, of charity in some way, shape, or form, of doing something for the betterment of a larger, let's say, community. In this particular case, Google, the open source software, they own the IP to this, for lack of a better term, but they are saying, listen, if other people can get involved and use, let me phrase this, the entire community that's using and consuming this software is benefiting from the software that Google basically maintains to a point. But now they're saying, we will now pay people to help us better maintain this. We are going to help people help other people. What an amazing action. I just feel like this is the right direction for corporate level involvement. What are your thoughts on this?
So I absolutely agree. This is the right thing to do for the customer, for their audience. Having, you know, whether it's they're doing their own bug bounty program, whether they're having a proper VDP, whether they're funding other security researchers, initiatives, whatever it is, it's the right thing to do. If you're responsible for a certain amount of vulnerabilities that happen, and Chrome's had its share, and all their products have had it happens. It's part of life, but and you're also reaping the rewards of people's use of your product, you have a responsibility back to that same community to protect them. And this is a way to do it. Granted, Google's resources, Google's ability, they're going far above and beyond what any average corporation would do. So I applaud them for it. I think it's fantastic. Microsoft has their bug bounty programs. You know, there's other organizations like Divid, Huntress participates with, you know, gave them a huge investment as well. We made a donation to Divid as well. But whatever it is, feeding back into the community, protecting the community, it's great. I'm sure they're going to reap some tax benefits. There's ancillary benefits where they're protecting the audience that's reaching them. There is some tangential benefits as well. I mean, not everything's 100% altruistic, but overall, I think it's an amazing example of good community stewardship. I applaud them. Good for them, man.
Amazing. You know what? Enough of your justification or rationalization. This is pure philanthropy. Thank you so much, Google. There's no tax benefit. There's nothing happening over there. Naivety is just pure bliss. It makes me feel like they're doing something good. Let's get into the notable mentions.
My first notable mention is NVIDIA adding green screen capability native into OBS, as reported by Jess Weatherbed on The Verge. Previous virtual green screens were possible on OBS Studio via plugins, but the latest version of this open source software, version 28.0, which I just installed a few minutes before the show and subsequently had to reboot my computer, has a new AI-powered virtual background from NVIDIA Broadcast that allows you to change your environment without a green screen. Despite some flickering and feathering when you move, scaling down your webcam won't make these noticeable. Bright lighting and an uncluttered background also improve the quality. Even though the feature cannot compare with the quality of a physical green screen, as my fantastic co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco, has, it does still do a decent job if you don't have those resources available. Version 28.0 has been in beta since early August and is available effective Thursday, September 1st. Tony, what about you?
The Channel Pro 2023 State of the Channel Survey is now open, as shown in channelpronetwork.com. Now's the time to start talking about where you fit in the industry. What's your primary business? How many years have you been in business? Find out what's happening with everyone working around you in the industry that you love. Go out and take that survey now.
In upcoming community events, releasing today at 5 p.m. Eastern, 38 at 38, episode 4, featuring Mario Gallego, hosted by Mr. Aaron Bolton. September 6th, 10 a.m. Eastern, MSP Dispatch, presented by the MSP Media Network. September 7th through September 8th, in-person event, Channel Pro SMB Forum 2022 in Washington, D.C. September 8th through September 9th, in-person event, Robin Robin Cybersecurity Marketing Roadshow in Chicago, Illinois. September 9th at 10 a.m. Eastern, MSP Dispatch Week Wrap-Up presented by Mr. Tony Francisco and yours truly on the MSP Media Network.
Don't forget to check out our other shows on the MSP Media Network, such as 38 at 38, tonight at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hi, I'm Aaron, and I'm a jobaholic. We all have something in common. We all have a worst job story. Each episode, I'll welcome one guest to share their most insane worst job story. And in return, I'll share one of mine. Join me the first Friday of every month for new episodes of 38 at 38.
So how'd you like today's episode? Learn a new TikTok dance? If you did and you liked it, hit that thumbs up button. If you didn't, hit it twice. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. And also be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Or if you have questions, shoot us an email, news@mspmedia.tv, or give us a call, 833-MSP-NETWORK, and we'll play your voicemail on the air. Until next time, Tony, I think that's all she wrote, man. Thanks for your insights, your commentary, and your amazing bloopers. I appreciate not being the only one, because you were near.
I did so good last week. So good. Oh, this week. Hey, have an awesome Memorial Day or weekend. Is it Labor Day weekend?
Labor Day weekend.
Have an awesome long weekend. And I can't wait until Tuesday's episode.
There you go. That's all she wrote. Take care of each other.
Be safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Your fruit is a little bit safer. Microsoft is ready to redefine your experience, and that's the wrong teleprompter. Starting off. I can't even complain. I slept good last night, so for the first time. All right.
You're on mute. You're on mute. You're on mute. You are on mute. You are on mute.
I'll just go with the song. I'm just so down. Ah, one more time. All right. Oh, now you're mute. You're muted.
Well,
we're not a minute into this and we already have like a set of bloopers.
Jeez. Okay. Sorry, Phil. Sorry. Okay. But I noticed security issues leaked. Let me. Do you want me to take that from the top?
I'm glad it's not just me.
Okay. Here we go. I was playing with my green screen. This is COVID. So that was not intended. We just switched over too fast. Okay, hold on. Where am I? Oh, I'm crying. Okay, here we go. Sorry. You switched over too fast. I'm like, it's like I'm picking my nose and I'm like, oh, this is awkward. Okay. snapping a character. What is your primary business? How many years have you been in business? And, what do you... Hold on. I'm sorry. Whole screen went blank. Okay, ready? We take it from the top.